Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Glory to Jesus Christ. I would like to think that whoever brought the hammock and put it downstairs was thinking very much of my sermon last week, and they decided that he didn't need the slothfulness of a hammock laying around, so they put it downstairs. The only problem is it tempts me in my own slothfulness. But be that as it may, slothfulness. One of the things that we are most slothful about is forgiveness. And you may think that that's a kind of a tough thing to be slothful about, but it's amazing how many excuses we can come up with to not forgive. It was no big deal. They didn't take it personally. It's okay. We, by mutual agreement, decided to drop the subject. But if I forgive, then they get away with it. If I forgive, that means their trespasses, their sins are overlooked, and they should pay for their iniquities. Any amount of digression or putting off or just simply not willing to forgive. But Christ says that we have to forgive. Have to. It is a command. Forgive. Even in the prayer that he teaches his disciples, forgive us our trespasses, our debts, as we forgive those who have trespassed, who are debted against us. Forgiveness. The thing is, how many of us really know what forgiveness is? Christ says we are forgiven. He took all our sins upon himself at the cross, paying off a debt that we couldn't hope to pay off, and we are forgiven. But we are expected to do the same. But what does forgiveness mean? How many of you can define it without using the phrase forgiveness in the definition? Think about it. Oh, I forgive you. That means I forgive you. No, I forgive you. What does it mean? First and foremost, forgiveness is a gift. It is given to us unconditionally. And we are expected to offer that gift to others unconditionally. It is not only just a gift, it is a gift of the Holy Spirit, that we are forgiven through grace by the Holy Spirit because of Christ's action, and we are to forgive by the grace of the Holy Spirit through our action. Forgiveness is not an emotion. It is an act of will. An act of will, which means we have to deliberately do it. We cannot just wave our hand and say, "You're forgiven." We have to mean it. But what does it mean to forgive? What does it mean when we say, "Forgive our enemies"? It means that we do not release them from the responsibility of their transgressions, but we do release them from the harm they have caused us. There is a difference. It is a one-way transaction. We offer the gift. We may not get reciprocal forgiveness. We may not get an apology. It doesn't make any difference. We're still called to forgive. To forgive. It's one way. Offer forgiveness. And the other thing is that if we do not forgive, then we are literally walking on the Spirit-filled gift that we have been given ourselves. We turn our back on God. We turn our back on what Christ has done on the cross, and we turn our back on the grace-filled, Spirit-filled church. Forgiveness means we have to act, and we have to mean it. In part, forgiveness means forgetting. Sometimes that forgiveness seems impossible. I cannot forget what was done to me. I cannot forget what has been done. But then we have to ask ourselves, what is it that is motivating us? Is it the Spirit or is it pride? Is it the Spirit or is it our lack of humility? Is it the Spirit or is it that passion of anger? And if it is anger, if it is pride, if it is a lack of humility, then maybe we have to take a good, strong look at ourselves. Because God, Christ on the cross, was able to forgive all of that in us. And yet we continue to sin. We continue to get angry without cause. We continue to lack humility. We continue to act pridefully. And we continue to not forgive. Forgiveness requires that we take a strong look at ourselves and say, what is it that is preventing me from offering this gift that was given to me? And if it is a passion, we need to find a way to moderate that. But we do not do this alone. Christ says that we have the help of the Spirit. So how do we get past our own insurmountable, seemingly, passions in order to offer forgiveness? Confession. You come to confession to talk about those things that are preventing you from offering forgiveness. You come to confession to talk about why you cannot forgive. Confession is a gift of the Spirit as well. It works in unity so that we may all live as one. It works in unity so that we may find within ourselves the humility and the grace to offer confession and then to offer sacrifice. Christ says, if you hold enmity against anyone and you come to the altar, lay your offering aside and go make reparations. He doesn't say, go and make reciprocity. He doesn't say we need to get together, we need to communicate, we need to sit down, and we need to hash it out. That's not what he says. He says, go offer forgiveness. You can offer forgiveness, and it may not be returned. It's part of the life in this world. We are still to offer forgiveness. St. Peter asks, how many times? Seven? And Christ says, 70 times seven. Every single time you have to offer forgiveness. This is hard. This is without a doubt one of the hardest commandments we are asked to do because it involves our pride. But we are not without help. I say it again. We have the grace of the Holy Spirit. Christ says his burden is easy and his yoke is light. That burden is the burden of offering forgiveness and carrying that cross. His yoke is easy. That yoke we have to carry is following his commandments. But the grace-filled church is here to help us along the way. But we cannot just sit and think we know better by not offering forgiveness when it becomes necessary. Forgiveness is about restoring that communion between yourself and our brothers and sisters. And whether they return it or not is up to them and up to their priest and up to their movement in the Holy Spirit. We don't make exceptions. We have to offer forgiveness. Always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.